You're listening to SBS News.
Police in the UK say a 32-year-old man is the sole suspect of a mass stabbing that hospitalised 11 people on a train in England. The incident in Cambridgeshire happened on a train service, travelling from Doncaster to London's King's Cross. Wren Chames was an eyewitness on board.
So initially I heard some screaming and shouting, coming from at least a carriage or two down. And then I made eye contact with another passenger diagonal to me. And it was clear that something was going on. We didn't quite know what. And then a minute or so later, a man comes running down with a very clear wound, bleeding quite badly on his arm. And I thought it was like some sort of Halloween prank at first. But then he's shouting that someone's got a knife, he was stabbed. And then a few more people come running down the train. And then I grabbed my bag and my coat. And then I got up and moved forward down the train after them, trying to get as far down the train as they can. And that was kind of initially when I was like, oh, okay, something's happened.
After counter-terrorism police assisted in the initial investigation, they concluded there is no evidence to suggest the attack was related to terrorism. British Transport Police Superintendent John Lovelace says two people, including one member of the train crew who attempted to stop the attacker, are still being treated with life-threatening wounds.
While nine were initially believed to have life-threatening injuries, following assessment and treatment, four, thankful to say, have been discharged. However, two patients remain in a life-threatening condition. British Transport Police declared a major incident yesterday, and counter-terrorism policing were initially supporting our investigation. However, at this stage, there is nothing to suggest that this is a terrorist incident.
Knife crime in the UK has risen by 87% in the past decade, with 54,587 offences occurring in the last year alone. After online misinformation about the murder of three girls in 2024 sparked days of violent racist riots across the UK, the government is keen to stop the spread of rumours about the perpetrator's background and motives. UK Defence Secretary John Healey says it's crucial that the police are given time to investigate.
The police are investigating, supported by the counter-terrorism police, and we need to avoid speculation. We need to let them get on and do that job. And make no mistake, the Home Secretary will update the public just as soon as we have any further facts, and the police will do the same.
After arresting two men, aged 32 and 35, police released the 35-year-old man, saying he had no involvement in the attack. Police say work is now ongoing to establish the events leading up to the attack and the suspect's background. Local MP Ben Obasejekdi says it was a shocking incident.
This is not a part of the world where incidents like this happen at all, and certainly don't happen regularly. And so to see a major incident of this nature is something that is really set everybody back. And I think my role in this position is to reassure the local community and level of support for those people who've been affected.
Both men were arrested within 8 minutes of the first emergency calls, which were made at about 7:42 p.m. local time in London. Officials say the driver of the train, Andrew Johnson, saved many lives through his quick thinking. Mr. Johnson reacted immediately when a passenger pressed the emergency button as the attack happened, alerting the rail service coordinator. That allowed the train to be diverted to an unscheduled stop at Huntington Railway Station, enabling emergency services to take swift action. Mr. Obasejekdi says the time it took first responders to arrive is very reassuring.
I think the swiftness of the response, the number of police officers who were on the scene when I arrived was simply staggering. Huntington Station is actually very near to Cambridgeshire Police Headquarters, so you couldn't have asked for a shorter distance for that response to occur. So very reassuring, but at the same time terrifying that this incident has occurred and has occurred in this area.
Prime Minister Keir Starmer has called it an appalling incident which was deeply concerning, while King Charles says he's truly appalled and shocked. After the train stopped, Amira Ostalski told the BBC she saw what she believed was the suspected attacker get tasered by police, providing her with a moment of relief. However, she says she isn't sure she'll be taking the train anytime soon.
Honestly, I'm scared to sit on a train again. I feel like I will always be very scared to sit on a train because it could happen at any time. And when it happens to you personally, you don't want to live through that again. And you want to make sure that no one else does.
Sydney Lang, SBS News.